It's a bit of an old-fashioned title, really, isn't it? Christ the King. Wouldn't we want to be a bit more modern, have Christ the President, or Christ the Prime Minister, or Christ the First, this, that, or the other? So why are we stuck with an old title like King? Because the title is a strange one in some ways. I mean, it was over 800 years ago that Runnymede, where the power of the king was stripped back by the barons who wanted to share some of that power. And the idea of a king has changed over the years. And for the first time that many of us can remember, we now have a good clue. And then more than that, of course, what was one of the first things that the new king said, echoing the words of his mother? That for however many years he's alive, he will serve the people. So we see that kingship is about service and not about power. But of course, the history of kings has nearly always been about power, about wealth, about position, about all those transitory things of this world which seem so important. And yet, the kingship of Christ is a totally different quality. It's a kingship that is totally and utterly about service. It's about other people, not about self. Whereas the old traditional king was, I'm in charge, I want this, I want that. Bow down and straight before me, give me this, give me all your money, give me all your land, do this, do that. The kingship of Christ is one who sees a woman crying as her dead son is being carried out of the village and brings him back to life. It's of another woman in a crowd who touches him and is healed from her hemorrhage that she's had for years. And when he asks, who touched me? She thinks she's going to be rebuked, but she isn't. It's the king that recognizes that his greatest general, called Peter, is going to deny him 3 times. And yet still, he'll put his trust and faith in him to carry on and lead. It's a different type of king for a different type of world. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, what sort of world do we want? Do we want a world that is based on power? You might say, do you want a kind of Mr. Putin's vision of a world where you get what you want and you take it if people won't give it to you? Where you have people living in fear of you? Or do we want a Christian world where we recognize that in our society, in our church, possibly sitting next to you, is yet another person or family who's worried about meeting the bills over the coming months? Or do we sit there in isolation of a kind of I'm all right Jack sort of approach? Because if we do the latter, we're not recognizing Christ as our King. We're not taking him as the model for how we should live. And it's easy at times to get rid of Christ the King. You know? Because I live in a world at times where Bernard is king. Where I'm in charge. I decide. And God doesn't mind me doing that. He's happy with it. I convince myself at times. But that's not the world of eternity. That's not what heaven is about. Where we're all going to be petty monarchs for eternity. Heaven is about recognizing forever the kingship of Christ, who gave all for us. And that's an amazing thing. Who had everything. I mean, who in their right mind would ever leave heaven and come to this planet in poverty, to come to a world that had nothing, to come to an occupied country, to be ridiculed and abused, to be crowned with thorns and stripped naked, and still called a king with the mockery that that implied? Who would have the courage to do that except Christ himself? Because he came to show us that model. He came to live that model. He came to be that model that we could strive to follow the example he's given us. And yet, there are times when we think the title king is old-fashioned and we want to move on to something else. Today, in our wisdom, we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. It's also Youth Sunday. And so the question for us today is, we've seen our beautiful children go out to a little church. And we'll see them skipping and dancing, coming back in with smiles on their faces and pride as they bring up the things they've made. And we ask ourselves, what model do we give them of a world? What model do we give them in our homes of fairness, of decency, of love, of God, of prayer? What model do we show them as friends and neighbours? Do we show them people who are grasping and mean? Or do we show them people who are generous and give? If we want our young people to grow up in a better world, then we need to recognise Christ as our King and follow his model. If we do that, we build a better world. And who wouldn't want our young people to have the chance of a better world? Christ gave his life to model for us. What will we give to model to our young people?